If your business model to getting customers include having to get customers on the phone, but you are tired of not getting high quality leads, I have some things that I want to talk to you about today that really can change the game for you. So make sure you join me on the inside of this podcast. I'll see you soon. If you are a female entrepreneur who is serious about starting, growing, or scaling your business, but you are really finding it challenging to make the money that you want to make, or you're finding that the resources, maybe even the technology, and even some of the gurus are really just more expensive and cost more than you really want to spend right now, but you know that if you had the resources that you needed, you can really thrive in your business. If that's for you, then this podcast is for you. My name is Dr. T, and I am proud to be one of the co-founders of CCOClub.com and CCO Club Podcast, where we are building a space and a community to be able to serve you. But get this, we are much, much more than just a community. Our goal is to create an ecosystem where we have our own engagement, we create our own technology platforms, we are creating our own shared spaces, some TV channels, and even much, much more. And we want to be able to do that with the very women who want to connect with us, because what we know is that we can always be stronger together. So if that's you, make sure you hang out to learn much more about what we have going on, and we will see you on the inside. Hey there, this is your girl, your sister, and your mentor, Dr. T, coming to you with another episode of CCO Club Podcast. Again, we rebranded from She Launches It because we know that we are stronger together, we're better together, and that's what it is we're doing. This is your girl again, Dr. T. I'm excited about being here today, and I wanted to talk today about getting higher quality leads on your call. Now, before I do, you guys know I always tell you, go to CCOClub.com. You can see on that page what we are doing, what we are about. Our goal is to just basically be stronger together, creating an ecosystem for women in business so you do not have to do it together and we can win in this game of business. We're stronger together, and there's a lot that we have to offer. Really, a lot of it is epic, and I want you guys to go to that website. Just check us out, see what it is we're doing. We are doing insiders and first year, getting a discount. I think it's a 50% discount for first year folks that want to sign up for the year. It's all really, really cheap right now. And then we're going to be starting our monthly very, very soon. So I hope you guys join in with us because we are going to be doing something. As a matter of fact, I always tell you guys, I always got something I'm about to do. I need to stop doing that. I just need to say it when I have it ready. That's what I'm going to start doing. I'm going to do better. Y'all pray for me. I'm going to do better. So in today's episode, we are talking a little bit about how to get higher quality leads on a call. Now, let's go on and talk about the truth first. So if you're like me, you have in some point of your life said, you know, if I get them on the phone, I can close them, right? Like you know the bomb.com, and you know that if you get them on a call, that you will be able to, you know, you can close them. You can have the right type of conversations, you know, to be able to close them. And that may be true for some, not true for others, because really, I think that we also have to look at really what our closing rate really is, like looking at numbers. And on my way to heaven, let me say this. If you don't have, you need enough people going through your funnel before you could say, oh, I have a good close rate. So if you have five people and you close your first four, five is not enough. I'm gonna just say it for the people in the back. You need to have a lot of people going through, getting on the calls with you to be able to qualify and quantify what it is that you're doing. So that may be something that's helpful as well. So again, you wanna make sure that you're doing what it is you need to do to have enough people going through your funnel first and foremost, or getting on your call. And funnel, you know, is about, you know, how many people did you reach out to, or how many people said they wanted to get on the call with you, how many got on the call, how many you closed, you know, how many got your free offer if you have one. I was doing some I was watching some videos with Dr. Myron Golden, and his closing is bomb. Like, I wrote it down twice because I love how he talked about, you know, once he gets on a call, he is basically just asking the people, do they have any questions? Like, he wants them, you know, did you have any questions with anything that I said? There was really four things that he did, but I remember that was really one of the biggest things. Like, instead of trying to get to their objections, he's asking them, okay, you know, I think one of them is, and I'm doing this off the top of my head, he's like, you know, what's one of the things that you liked, that brought you on this call, and what questions can I answer for you, and continue to answer questions until they were finished. He was like, okay, so you already know what price the offer is. So what would you like, you know, which card would you like to use? Like, assume the close. Now, here is the thing. Even with what I just told you that Dr. Myron does, one of the things that separates him is he says what his prices are. There's a lot of us that don't subscribe to letting people know our prices. And I really want you to check, if you're one of those people, I want you to check really in the depth of your soul and at the root of it, why you don't do that. Right? Are you not doing it because you really don't think, you think it's too high? Are you not doing it because you think that people won't pay it? Are you not doing it because this is what you were taught? Are you not doing it because you want just to get people on the phone, like, and then tell them, break it to them then, because you feel like if you can talk to them more, you can help them to understand the value, right? Like, really, really think about why. And here is the thing. This is number one right here. You already can get a higher quality person if you tell them what the doggone price is before they get on the call. Right? Like, don't let that be the secret. Don't let them have to wonder what it is. Or what you could do, number two, is called frame the cost, right? So, for example, let's say you have an offer and you are that your offer is less than $5,000, but you know your offer is worth more than that. Well, you can frame it by throwing out the number in some way, $5,000. Like, you know, most people would pay, you know, a lot more, you know, more than $5,000 to, you know, get into a program like this. Like, so right there, you framed it and you said, but mine is a lot less than that. So they already know that you are below that price. Right. They already know that you are below that particular number. And so you're already letting them know that OK, if it's below five, then you're in a good place. But really, so that's like, again, number two, you can frame it, but really you're going to do a lot better getting higher qualified people by letting them know your price up front. Because if they take the next steps, right, if they take the next steps to get on the call, you already know that you're getting a higher qualified person. You have to make sure that your site is good enough, or whatever they saw. Maybe you did a free webinar or a paid webinar. Maybe you didn't. So you got on a podcast like this. Maybe you did something like that, and the people, you know, have already heard from you. They already know what you're about, and so they're already ready to take that next step, right? And so you let them know what that price is. So that's something that's really, again, going to help you get to a higher qualified person. Now, the third thing, which I think is really the hack that I like to use, aside from the one of I'm just saying what the price is, and then I am going to or the price is on the page or whatever, or I'm going to have it on the, you know, again, I just said it, have it on the page. I'm going to do something within my calendar link that is actually going to help. And I found that this absolutely works, because again, you want to get a higher qualified person. Now, one of the things that I did before I tell you this is I was doing a little bit of Spygate on someone that I follow, and wanted to see kind of the types of questions that they asked. I'm a thinker, right? So I was looking at the process by which this person was doing this. So one of the things, number three, I recommend is on your calendar link. So you can use Calendly, because that's free. I use TidyCal because I got a lifetime on it and I don't have to pay for it, you know, and I got all sorts of, you know, different calendar links on there. that you can ask questions is generally in their advanced settings in some sort of way, right? And what you want to do is you gotta ask the right questions. So here's, again, this within hack number three, it is like 3.1 or 3.A, whatever. It's you gotta ask the right questions. And really, you wanna be able to ask a question to do two things, really. You wanna get enough information so that you can make the call that you get people on quicker. And you want to make sure that they already are qualified for the call in the first place, as far as the monetary value is concerned, right? So if your offer is worth $10,000, and you already know you can ask questions in a way to help them to let them know that this is what it is and can you afford it, then you're going to already get people on a call to that can afford it. What we are doing, I find that what we're doing is we're spending a lot of time on calls where people are less qualified, at least monetarily, right? So they're not qualified monetarily, because really what we should be doing is when we get on those calls, we should be figuring out if it's a good fit. Now that is always true, but sometimes it doesn't hold true when you are at the beginning of your business and you're trying to make money. You're like trying to take everybody. I know they've been there, did that, can write the book and got the t-shirt, right? Is that you want to just do whoever, whatever, people that can pay, warm bodies, all that type of stuff. But if you're asking the right questions ahead of time, right, you are going to fare better. Now, a little secret with that is sometimes you're not going to know unless you get them like, get somebody's helping you with the questions, but you're not going to know some of the right questions or at the beginning. You will get better questions as you go along, right? Because you'll begin to learn the type of people or the type of customers that you don't want to work with. And that's not even talking about necessarily who a person is, but it may have to do with the stage that they're at, right? So you may be ready to do some things with people and you're thinking you're talking to a more mature buyer, but for some reason you keep getting beginners on the call and you don't necessarily want to work with beginners, then there is something wrong with your messaging. If you keep getting a certain person, if you keep getting a person that can't afford it, then there's something wrong with the messaging, right? And so that's something that you have to look at, and you'll get better and better and better at that. And even if you are getting people on the call, I like to ask people when they get on the call, you know, I used to ask them, you know, what made you decide to get on the call? Because I'm getting data, right? Because I can utilize that data in other things. So I want to go over these questions. Oh, and then another one, I think this is 3.2, is don't have a lot of questions. You don't want to have a lot of questions, especially that they have to fill in the blank on, right? Like they have to write a lot, because that's just going to discourage people. I remember I wanted to work with a virtual assistant once, and I think on her questionnaire, there was like 30 questions. I was like, when I saw it, literally my stress level rose. Like, what is this? And I was like, there's no way I'm going to answer that. It stressed me out. So, and I was trying to get this person to do some work with me, right? And so you have to make sure that you're doing that. You want to ask some of the very, very fundamental questions that you want to ask. I like to try to keep it around five to seven. You start to get too much more than that, you're going to run into a problem. Unless you're getting, you're doing a few questions where it's just like, it's one answer, you know, click on this one, you know, and keep going. So you want to keep those things in mind. I like to always ask questions that are required. Again, the unless you need to, you're finding out a lot of information ahead of time, you know, then you just don't want to do that. So I'm going to read some questions that I have. And so this booking was for me to help women that wanted to start an online business. So it was something like that. It was coaching, something like that. So what I wanted to know was, have they already started a business? And every time I asked a question, I wanted to make sure I understood how that answer was going to help me in the call, right? Because did I need to know if they started a business? The reason why I wanted to know was because I wanted to know if I was working with a beginner, right? Like you haven't even started, you're thinking about it, you're contemplating it, or someone who has, you know, kind of put some things out there, kind of have started some things, so on and so forth. And it was a checkbox. It was a yes or no, right? It was required. So the next thing I wanted to know was the type of business they wanted to run. So if people are coming to me and they want some coaching on getting their business off the ground or, you know, moving it along, I wanted to know the type of business that they wanted to run. And I did check all that apply. So I wanted to know if they wanted to do one-on-one coaching or consulting. I wanted to know if they wanted to do groups or masterminds. I wanted to know if they wanted to do digital courses. I wanted to know if they wanted to do speaking and keynotes. Did they want to do membership sites? Did they want to do retreats and workshops? Those are generally the more popular ones, right? And quite honestly, I could have included more and I could have taken some away, but the reason why these were important is because I have expertise in all these areas, right? And so I can speak to and support someone in all these areas. Now, if someone wanted to go in one, like I have personally done my own retreats and workshops. Now, but let's say I haven't done this, let's say the person gets on and they've done more than me. Well, I'm going to send them to someone else. Like I'm big enough to admit that, you know, if you have more talent than I do, or you've had more experience in an area than I do, right? But you may want to do something else, right? I've done tons of all of these, right? So I keep that in mind as well. So that was an important question for me. And again, it was a check all that apply. Then I wanted to know what their revenue target was. Again, why are these questions important for Dr. T that's going to be coaching them? Because I want to know where they are starting. Again, a required question. I wanted to know their revenue target. There is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 answers. First answer is their revenue target for the next 12 to 18 months. So the next year and a half. I wanted to know if it's 10 to 25,000, 25 to 50,000, 50 to 100, 100 to 250 or 250 or more. Now watch this. This made sense to me because in the next 18 months, most brand new entrepreneurs are not going to make more than $250,000 a year. Most. Can you? Absolutely. Can you murder that? Absolutely. But most, because it's going to take let's just say 6 months to really get started. Another 6 months to, you know, get the traffic that you want or start paying for ads. That's a year already. 18 months to start growing and making mistakes and getting it right. And so, yeah, you could be able to make money. And that's also, these numbers are also going to be dependent upon your, the product and service price that you're offering. Right. But 250 plus, you can say that, right? I don't have to say 500,000, a million. I don't have to do that. And remember, this is with people who are starting. So that 10 to 25,000 made sense to me because this is a person that may say, you know, I have a lot going on, but I definitely want to get started. I'm going to go slow. You know, I don't want to get a lot of clients at the beginning because I still have my, you know, day job. You know, it could be a lot lower. There could be some that are saying like, I'm going for 6 figures no matter what in the next 12 to 18 months. I have some things that are going on, you know, that I've already started putting into place. And I just really want to make sure I'm in the right place to ramp this up. And again, remember, this is because of the client, the avatar that I am working with, right? The customer that I'm working with, that was why that was important, right? So I also asked, I said, I have a limited number of clients to work with monthly, which is true. And I said, I select clients based on how ready you are to get started, as well as if it's a good fit. Right. So because this is a true statement for me. I just didn't know what I hadn't read the question in a while. So I wanted to make sure I read it out correctly to you. So I wanted to make sure that, you know, if I am only picking a certain number of clients and you're not ready for the next 6 months to a year, then that's okay. It just lets me know that, you know, if I'm like, okay, I'll keep this person in mind for a little while, so I may be able to take another client on right now. So I say right away, answer one right away if it's a good fit, the next 3 to 6 months, or within the next 6 months to a year. That all made sense to me. Again, a question that made sense for me. But I'm going to tell you my question 5, when I was able to shift this particular question, this really actually changed the game for me. It's a required question, and it says, my coaching packages start between $2,500 and $5,000. Do you have the financial resources to get started? Like, we're gonna call it what it is. We're going to call it exactly what it is. And you heard me say this is a required question. Let me tell you what my two answers are. It's a required question. The first answer is yes. And the second answer is yes, but I may need a payment plan. And it's required. What did that do? When I figured that out, change the game for a sister, because you can't even book a call unless you say you have the financial resources to do it. You can't book a call because right now it's not a good use of my time. Now, you can say, yes, but I may need a payment plan, and we can still decide it's not a good fit. Or yes, you have the finances, but we still got to decide if it's a good fit based on what it is you're trying to do, how much time you have, you know, my energy, your energy, like it still has to be there, but I have to make sure that it's a good fit. Now, I've seen people do it where they do questionnaires a little differently. They do it where you book a call first, and then after you book a call, you go to the questionnaire. I thought about that for a long time, and I just chose to do it differently because, and then they were able to put something like, you know, if you don't complete the questionnaire, you'll be canceled off the schedule, right? So they allow them to book the call, but if you don't, you know, get the questionnaire finished, that the call within, you know, whatever amount of time, then the call will be canceled. I just felt like I didn't want a step after. I wanted the step during the booking. I wanted it to be part of your booking. And this is what made sense to me, right? And again, I wanted to, you can have a no answer, not right now, but you could add one to say, I plan on having the money within the next 3 to 6 months, because that can help you to know something as well. You know, if you want to still get people on the call to get better at your calling, you can have an answer of, I'm not sure, you know, I may have to move some things around, you know, so you can give people, you know, more options than the two that I gave them. I was just being like, look, this is what it's going to be for me right now, especially given what I am doing in my business right now. I wanted to know that answer. Because I just wanted to get higher quality people. I wanted to make sure that people could get information off my website that was free, get some trainings over there that was free, to see what my steps were about that was free. Like, you can get all the free information. You can go in and see what I'm doing. You can do all of that stuff. But once we get on the call, that means you've heard me somewhere, you've seen me somewhere, you've checked out the things you need to check out. You need to know what the financial commitment is. And I want you to know that before we even get on the call, because I want to get people that are higher qualified. I'm telling you that one question right there, or doing it this way, will help to increase the number of people that you get on your call. And I would love to see what you guys think about this. I would love to see if you think that this is good, if you've done something like this. So make sure that you go to the website, ccoclub.com. There's a button on the bottom of the site where you can get in contact with us. We'd love to hear from you. You can leave us a voicemail. You can leave us a written message. We're getting all that stuff together for you guys. So, as a matter of fact, I'm going to scratch that. My email is in the description here of this podcast, and you can get in contact with me, right? Because I want to know what you guys are saying. I appreciate you guys. Listen, I hope this was a podcast that was a blessing to your spirit and help you to sift through a little bit more and to know that you are getting better quality people on your calls than you were before, just based off of some of the information that I shared with you. Decide that you are going to go out and be great on purpose. God bless you, and I'll see you guys in the next episode. Hey there, before you take off, we would really appreciate it if you clicked on that follow button, even download this episode, share it if it was something that you know would be meaningful for another friend, because that is really what's going to help this podcast grow so that we can continue to give you fantastic content. Thanks so much, and we appreciate you following.